Chapter 9. Funding Your Deal. In real estate day trading, typically you will not need any funding for the actual deal. In fact, the most funding you will probably need will be for marketing, as most of your deals will probably be assignments and you will only need money for the earnest money deposit, which is typically $100 when dealing direct with a seller. If you are buying a house from HUD or off the MLS, you will not be able to assign the contract and will have to actually close and resell the property the same day. Typically, there will be a simultaneous or double closing, as previously taught. This is simply a closing where you buy it and then resell it immediately, but you do not have to bring money to the closing, as the attorney or title company allows you to use your buyer's money to fund the transaction. Your name or company name will show up in the chain of title. The good news is, when buying off the MLS, you will not spend any money on marketing. The downside is that you will be paying some closing costs out of your day trading profits. If you cannot find an investor-friendly attorney or title company, you will either have to use one of the methods previously mentioned to assign a non-assignable contract, such as using a trust or creating an LLC, or you will have to line up funding to pay for the property and have a physical closing. If you cannot assign the contract, you cannot find an investor-friendly attorney, and you do not use a trust or create an LLC, then you will have to find funding. In this section, we will talk about different funding sources. But remember, if you have planned in advance and have the right people in place, then you should not need any funding for your deals, just for your marketing. Funding your deals. There are many ways to fund your deals. Some of them will require you to qualify and some will not. Remember, it is easier to get your deals funded if you can qualify, but it is not required. There are also many ways to close on a deal and get paid without ever having to fund the transaction. We covered the many ways you can close a deal without any funds in a previous chapter, and most of them do not require any more than a $100 deposit. Make a list of all your assets. I think one of the first things an investor, especially a new investor, should do is to make a list of all their assets and talents. This could be anything you could trade for a down payment on a property, whether a tangible or intangible, like a service you could perform. I have taken and given many things in trade for properties. When I was in the home improvement business, I would trade labor and material on one property for a down payment or as cash toward another property. You never know what someone will take or give, so by having a list of all of your talents and assets, you will be ready to negotiate when the time comes. How to get your marketing and deposit money fast. One of the fastest ways to get enough money to be able to market your business and put up deposits is to sell something on Craigslist, eBay, or Facebook Market. I have heard from many students that just went around their home looking for things that had some value, but they could do without. This is a great way to get started. You will be surprised at what people will buy. Remember, you are just a few sales away from having enough money to get your marketing going and having deposit money to start making offers. Don't wait. Go around your house right now and make a list of everything you can sell. Take your phone with you and start taking pictures of it and get it online in the next 30 minutes. You may have some things sold by the end of the day and can start your marketing to find some real estate deals tomorrow. Private money. There is a lot of information and even courses, seminars, and boot camps on private money. And I am sure this is because private money is one of the few sources that you can generate funds for your deals without having any previous credit, cash, income, job, debt ratio, or anything like that. It is really a hot area right now. Private funds are very similar to hard money or rehab loans. The only difference is, instead of going through an institution or mortgage bank or broker, you are actually looking for individuals with money that would like to lend it out at a decent rate of return. There are many different ways to generate private funds and places to find the individuals. The first place that I would suggest is your local Real Estate Investors Association or meetup group. Just go in and find out who the players are, who is buying and selling property, and just ask all of them who are the private lenders. Now, most of them will not outright tell you who their lender is, but a little later I will show you how to find their source. Often, individuals, as well as mortgage brokers and hard money lenders, will be vendors or corporate members of your local REIA group, and that is a great way to find them as well. A lot of people suggest having seminars and luncheons to find private money. I do not tend to agree with this, although you can do it. Some courses out there teach how to do it. Are you looking for houses or are you looking for money? You really want to be looking for houses, so you want to go to the fastest, cheapest, quickest way to get the funds to close your deal if you can't use one of the other methods. You need to concentrate on buying property and get your day trading business up and running. The neat thing about private money is you do not have to be concerned about being self-employed, what your debt ratio is, your credit, or your experience, because the investor is basically investing their money in the property itself and with you standing behind the deal. The other neat thing about private money is once you have two or three individuals who are loaning you private money and getting a good return on their funds, these people tend to go in the same circles. So you are going to have other people contact you about loaning their money to you at a good rate of return. That is really a neat thing once you get to that point. In fact, because you are using private money for a very short time, you should only need one or two sources, because you typically will not keep their money for more than a few days. In order to attract private money in the beginning, you are going to need a credibility kit, or at least some information on who you are and what you have done, copies of deals you have done, copies of HUDs where you have bought and sold property. If you have not done that, you need to team up with somebody and get a couple of deals under your belt so you can build your credibility kit pretty fast, so you can actually show people deals you have done, how much you have made on the deal to show them that you are in business and you can keep their money safe while earning a good rate of return. Although your day trading private money should be paid off in a very short time without having to make payments, most private money lenders will allow you to borrow their money with interest-only payments. Some will even allow you to make no payments until the property sells. This is not generally going to be longer than 12 months, though, because they do want to get their money back and turn it again on another deal. You also want to be able to put the property on the market and sell it to pay off the private lender to get a track record going so you can turn around and borrow the money again. You can find private money lenders in many different places. You can look for referrals from people that are in CDs, investment advisor referrals, CPA referrals, attorney referrals, friends and neighbors, people you go to church with, anybody you know that may have some cash or a portfolio that they would like to get a better rate of return on. Another way you might find private lenders is to buy a list of investors. You could buy a list from different list companies, like Dun & Bradstreet, or you could also get a list of subscribers to certain publications, like Wall Street Journal or Money Magazine or Smart Money Magazine. You can even separate those out into regional areas, which would be close by to you, and you can mail them a letter or postcard. The fastest way I know to get private money. One of the most successful ways to find private lenders fast, and not a lot of people will tell you this, is to ask around your real estate club and in your investing community and some of the attorneys that are doing a lot of real estate closings and find out who is using private money. Once you find out who is using private money, all you have to do is search the courthouse records and find out who the lenders are listed as the mortgage holder or deed of trust holder on their deals, and there are your private lenders. Contact them and see if they would like to also become one of your private lenders. This is the best and quickest way I know of to get private money. Here is another quick way to find private money from almost everyone you meet. Every time you meet someone new or see someone, even at the gas pumps or in a store or elevator, etc., you simply ask them what they do for a living. Then, when they reply and say, for example, "I'm an engineer," they will always ask you what you do for a living at that time. Then you simply reply and say, "I help engineers become wealthy investing passively in real estate." Then this opens the door for you to tell them about what you do and how they can invest passively with you and earn a good rate of return. What a great, simple idea. Remember, private money can be exciting. You do not have to go to banks. You do not have to qualify. But also remember, you are not just looking for private money. You are looking for houses. So do not get caught up in holding seminars and luncheons trying to raise private money. You want to spend your time looking for deals and negotiating for properties. But private money can be a great source for you to get your business up and running if you need it. Some private money lenders are just as expensive as hard money lenders, if not more. Just because someone calls themselves a private lender doesn't mean it will cost you less than other sources like hard money. Transactional funding. Another way you can use a private lender is to just borrow the money for a 24-hour period. You could offer your private lender around 1 to 2% of the loan amount for the use of their funds for one day. This is a good deal for you and for your private lender. As an example, if you need $100,000 to close on the property, then you could pay the private lender $1,000 to $2,000 for the use of the money. Business partnerships. One of the creative ways to fund your real estate deals until you can actually qualify for financing is through partnerships. I would like to suggest a couple of things. First thing is, if you are doing a partnership with someone, make sure you know who you are getting in partnership with. It's one thing to do a partnership on one deal, and another thing to create an LLC together where you are going to buy multiple deals. I would like to suggest, even if you know the person you are going into business with, treat each transaction as a separate partnership and only go in partnership with them per transaction, because you never know what can happen. The other thing to remember is, a partnership is like a marriage, and you are tied to that person until you have dissolved that partnership or sold the property. A lot of people think rehab loans or hard money or private loans are very expensive because some of them can be 12 to 18% interest rate, as well as anywhere from 4 to 10 points. But if you get into a partnership, just remember, you are not only paying 15% interest rate, you are paying 50% of the profits to your partner. It's always good to go into partnerships with someone who has a talent or skill that complements what you do. For example, one person may be able to market to find deals, and the other partner may be good at talking to sellers and negotiating the deals. So find someone to go into partnership with that can complement you. That tends to work out best. Cash partner. A cash partner is exactly what it sounds like. A partner that has cash and will put it up to fund the deal. This could be a relative, friend, coworker at your day job, your boss at your day job, or even your doctor or dentist. You can structure the transaction and profits any way you want. You could split 50-50, or you could offer your partner a percentage of your profit. You could also offer your partner a minimum of 10% return on their cash, plus a percentage of the profits at the end. Just remember that partners are the most expensive way to fund your deals. Credit partner. A credit partner may not have any cash, but they have good credit and can qualify for a loan or line of credit to fund the property. I would suggest that you know them well or have a good agreement in place prior to closing on the property. Self-directed IRA. Yes, you can use your IRA to fund your deals, but there are some restrictions on this. First, you must have a self-directed IRA from a custodian like Equity Trust, Camaplan, or Quest Trust. I have had accounts with all three of these for years. They are all great to work with and very well known in the real estate investing arena. Once you set up an account and either transfer an existing IRA to them or fund a new one, then you can start using the money in the IRA to buy properties. Remember that when buying real estate with your self-directed IRA, you cannot have a mortgage on it unless it is a non-recourse loan. These are very difficult to get, so here is how we use our IRA to buy property. First, you can use it when buying with an option. You simply write on the option contract, Camaplan FBO, your name, as the buyer or one optioning the property. In fact, the custodian will show you what to do. Then your IRA will send the funds to the seller's attorney or whoever is holding the option money. Then when you sell the option to another investor and collect your fee, it goes right back into your IRA, totally tax-deferred or tax-free, depending on whether you have a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. This works great if you only have a small amount of money in your IRA, and this is also a great way to build your IRA fast. Here is another way to buy using your IRA. If you are buying a property you can assign and do not have to close, you buy it in the name of your IRA and then assign the contract to another investor. The money you used for a deposit comes from the IRA, and the money you make when you assign it goes back into your IRA as well. This is a great way to take a small amount of money and build it into a large IRA account. Be careful doing assignments in your IRA. Many tax attorneys do not like this strategy, and if you do it, make sure you are putting up a decent amount of deposit from the IRA when you get a property under contract. Here's another great idea to grow your IRA very fast. As you start buying more and more houses, for every 5 to 10 houses you buy one in your IRA to grow it fast. This is very easy to do, and since you are already buying property anyway, you just switch the name of who you are buying it from into your IRA FBO, your name here. FBO stands for the benefit of. Once you get going, you could open up an education IRA for your kids, a simple IRA for your business, and even the new solo 401k. Now, if your children are old enough, you could actually put them on the payroll and fund an IRA for them and use it also. If you use a Roth IRA, then you will never pay taxes on the money coming out of the IRA when you start taking it out. Is this great or what? Now you can see how you could really fund your kids' college and be ready for retirement as well. See your CPA for more info on this. Another good idea that I have used as well is to find another investor who also has a self-directed IRA and loan each other money at a good rate of return, and then it's like getting the same rate of return on your IRA or borrowing the money for free. Unsecured lines of credit. Depending on the amount of your line of credit, you can use it for down payments and even to buy complete properties. Some unsecured lenders offer business credit cards. You could apply for these in your name or find a partner to use their credit to apply. Also, when you set up your business entity, whether it is a corporation or LLC, you will get mail from credit sources offering you unsecured lines of credit. Some will be the same I have provided, but hopefully you will be offered other sources as well. Because these programs are always changing and new programs are becoming available, I would suggest that you Google the keywords unsecured business credit and see what kinds of programs are currently available. Hard money rehab loans. Hard money loans, or rehab loans as they are sometimes called, refer to non-conventional real estate loans for investors. They are typically used to fund the purchase and rehab of an investment property purchased to fix and flip or fix and rent. I'm going to talk about them anyway because you need to align yourself with a good hard money lender to send your investor buyers to for funding of the properties that you sell to them. They are usually funded by private money sources and specialty lenders. Interest rates and points on such loans are usually higher than typical funding. Terms usually range from 3 to 12 months. Hard money loans have one basic requirement. There has to be some substantial equity in the property to give the lender a reason to invest their funds in an otherwise risky venture. Most lenders will loan up to 70% of the after-repaired value. If you are buying right, you could get in for no money down, but you cannot get cash out of a hard money rehab loan. In many instances, no money down loans are available. As long as the loan to value, including purchase price, rehab, and closing costs, does not exceed 70%, you can acquire the property for no money out of your pocket. You must, however, have reserves to satisfy the underwriters, usually 6 months. Seller financing. As mentioned earlier, another good source to fund your deals is to get the seller to finance it for you. Now, this will not work all of the time, or even most of the time, as it takes a special situation to make this work. One of the things that you always want to ask the seller is, what will you do if you do not sell the property? And if they say rent it out, then this is a good seller finance possibility. You want to try to get the best terms possible from the seller based on what they could get as an interest rate at the bank. In fact, here is another thing you want to ask that is in your script. What will you do with the money when you sell? And if they say put it in the bank, then compare the rate of return they will get versus you paying them a higher rate for giving you seller financing. In the course, I have included live recordings of me negotiating for seller financing with sellers. This way, you can hear firsthand exactly how to sell it and structure it. In fact, in my exclusive one-page offer, also included in the course, I have a clause that you can use for seller financing so you do not have to have a separate contract or addendum just because the seller is financing the property for you. Proof of funds. To make a real estate purchase offer through a realtor, you will need to accompany that contract with either a POF letter or loan pre-approval. No seller or agent is going to entertain an offer or present it to their client unless you can either show you have the money to buy the property or have a lender who will give you the money. It would be foolish for them to lock themselves into a contract without that. In fact, in order to avoid wasting their time, most realtors won't even take you out to look at property and may not even talk to you any further unless you have this proof. Three options. There are three basic options for meeting this requirement: providing a pre-approval from a creditable mortgage lender, providing bank statements showing that you have the cash in the bank, or a POF letter. POF letters. POF letters are typically provided by transactional funding lenders who are willing to fund your wholesale deals with short-term loans for back-to-back closings. Some websites, such as Kogo Capital, charge for this service. You don't need to pay for them, however, since some options are free. Transactional lenders offering free POF letters online include Best Transaction Funding, Transactional Funding FL, and REI Funding.